You're tuned to WDIY FM Allentown, listener-supported community public radio. Well, my guest here coming up on The Blend is a world-renowned singer-songwriter who's from New Jersey, lives in Minnesota, and launched his musical career at Godfrey Daniels in South Bethlehem. So his first record, I Know, came out in 1987, and he's in town to play a feature performance tonight at Music Fest Liederplatz at 9 o'clock. John Gorka, welcome back to WDIY.
Thank you. It's nice to be back in Bethlehem.
You know, you played the very opening year of Music
That's
Fest.
Right. Yeah, I played at the opening ceremonies. I guess it was 84. I played at that, and then I probably played a set or two at the regular stages, and probably at the Liederplatz. So that's 29 years ago.
Do you remember what you played that far back?
What songs? I probably played some of the same. Probably have a few of the same songs that I played back then. They were kind of as they were probably being formed then, and they were young men's songs. But I don't mind doing them now that I'm not a young man.
You know, I think the paper quoted you as playing "Here Comes the Sun," and you know, rain is always playing some kind of threatening aspect of music.
Oh, I played. I know I played at the opening ceremonies. I played the Youngbloods "Get Together." So I'll probably play that today at the opening ceremonies. I'll do that last as we go along here.
So what time do the opening ceremonies take place?
I think it's 6 o'clock, 6 to 6:30 at the Levitt Pavilion.
Okay, so you're part of that, but that's
right.
Just a couple,
just a couple of songs. Yeah, I'm singing "America the Beautiful." I've never sung that before, so that'll be a first. And then "Get Together," which I haven't sung in 29 years.
Have you sung the "Star Spangled Banner"?
I have never sung that one. I've never sung that one in front of people. You know, like in front of a microphone or anything. No, I've sung along with it. You know, at ball games, but.
So the feature performance tonight, "Behind the Sun" at Liederplatz at 9.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why don't you start us out with
All
something?
All right. I'll just think about it as a summertime song. It's called "Silence." I met her in the summertime when her arm were the color of silence, so blue her eyes, a new horizon. So I walked that way, and I talked that way too. I found my way through to her silence. Whoa, whoa, whoa. To her silence, whoa, whoa. My heart was full of bitterness, so dark and so close to violence. The ace of spades turned upside down, and nothing beat in my hopeless chest. I could not detect a sound, but she would not let me rest, bound to my silence. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Bound to my silence. Whoa. Late to the bill, an added attraction. The way it goes, the way it stays. And when she is far away, yeah, still I hear, feel her here. Ever since she made the day the lonely man disappeared into that silence. Whoa, 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 into that silence. Whoa, whoa. Na 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 na
One of many classic tunes that you've done. What album does that come from?
That was from Jax Crows. I think that was my third record. It came out in 1991, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, and I really that album rings true with me.
Oh, right.
Just great album. I mean, there's not one bad tune on that.
Well, thanks. It was fun to make. That was my first two records I made. I'm kind of learning to record. My first one I made three times before I was ready to let it go, and then the first two were kind of painstakingly made, one instrument, one piece at a time, and the Jax Crows record was the first one I got to play with the other players at the same time, which was a great relief. So I was happy with, but since then I've probably recorded just about every other possible way of doing things live with everybody, live without a rhythm track or click track or anything, with one. So it's a fun process, and I'm working on a new one now that hopefully just finishing up the. Just a few more guest singers. Lucy Kaplansky just sang on one song, and now it's going to Eliza, our other Red Horse cohort, and I've got a couple other guests that have got their songs that they're going to sing on.
So on Jax Crows, was Michael Manring part of that project?
Yeah, it was the first time we'd played together. And it was really, really fun. He's such a great player, great person. We got to play this past May at the Strawberry Festival in California. Just a terrific player, terrific guy.
Was it like another album or so before you got to work with Mary Chapin Carpenter's band?
I think that was a couple. Let's see, there was
between five and seven.
Yeah, that was Chapin's band was. Between 5 and 7, that was the main band, and I got to work with her. She sang on the Out of the Valley record, which was one before that. We did 2 days with Chapin's band. They had some. I got a call from John Jennings, who worked with Chapin then, and he said, "We have a couple days off here in Minneapolis. You know, do you want to do some recording?" So I said, "Yeah." So I called up. It was at Paisley Park Studios in Chanhassen, Minnesota, Prince's place, and they had some time open. They had a really good studio open, so we did a bunch of things in 2 days, and I went back to their cheaper studio a few months later to do more recording. But that was a lot of fun.
So you're working on a new recording?
Yeah, new one. It'll be out probably January.
Yeah, always looking forward. This will be your 13th one coming out.
Right? Oh, yeah, 12 solo one, I guess. If you count the Red Horse, that's another one. Then there's that one called I can't remember it. Is that compilation? It's called Pure John Gorka. That was previously released stuff that was on Windham Hill High Street. Years in the 90s.
I think I saw that on Amazon. Didn't really recognize what that was.
Yeah, it was a surprise to me. You know, I got a call from Sony, you know, saying, "You know, we got some questions about your upcoming release." And I said, "Wait, I've got a record coming out." And they said, "Yeah, you didn't know about it?" I said, "No." But they put it together, and it was one of the things that was funny about it. I had some problems with them calling it Pure John Gorka, but one of the songs they had listed on the cover was a song called Lightning's Blues, which I liked a lot. But if you go and listen to the record, that song's not on it. There's another song in its place. And I said, okay, that's Pure John Gorka. You can call it that, though.
Well, you know, you were in, I just wanted to let our audience know that I'm talking with John Gorka here on The Blend. He's performing tonight at Liederplatz at 9 o'clock and also at the opening ceremonies at 6 at Amerikaplatz. And you were in town not very long ago,
right? Just in January, in end of June. I mean, end of June. Yeah, for a show for Dave Fry at the Ice House.
And that was a magical show.
It was very fun. Yeah.
Yeah. David Bromberg was there, and at the Ice House, a larger audience, maybe 200 or 300.
Yes. Yeah. It was packed. It was completely sold out. So it was very. I think they raised quite a bit of money for Dave. I was really glad.
Yeah, the Dave Fry Band-Aid event.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that the attendance of that was kind of like an alum, almost like a homecoming or an alumni thing for right. Godfrey Daniels, people who volunteered and people who've gone there and been fans for right. many years of the club.
Yeah, it was had a great feeling to it, and I was very glad to be a part of it. And I got a chance to play guitar with Dave Bromberg, so that was a big thrill. I didn't know that was going to happen.
Well, could you play us another tune?
Yeah, sure. Let me play a song that I've recorded. I'm not sure. I imagine it'll be on the upcoming CD. Somehow it'll find a way out, because I like it's a Bill Morrissey song. This is the only song that's from anybody else on the record. But Bill was a great songwriter, great person, and this is one of his songs from a great CD called Standing Eight, one of the great breakup records, I think. It's called She's That Kind of Mystery.
You can look into her eyes and live forever. She's as restless as the sea. She's as calm as a summer dawn. She's that kind of mystery. And you can write the song that wins her heart. A song will take you half the way. For you've known from the start, you'll never write the song to make her stay. Love comes in the sound of a dream, in the whisper of a prayer, the promise and a sigh. Love comes from the corner of a smile, but it isn't meant for you. She'll only stay a while. And she will fall asleep within your arms. Then you will know the fear all love endures. For in the night she'll pledge her heart, but she cannot give what is not hers. Love comes in the sound of a dream, in the whisper of a prayer, the promise and a sign. Love comes from the corner of a smile, but it isn't meant for you. She'll only stay a while. You can look into her eyes and live forever. She's as restless as the sea. She's as calm as a summer dawn. She's that kind of mystery.
John Gorkin, our studios at WDIY here on The Blend. Nice tune.
Isn't that a nice song? Yeah, Bill Morrissey. Yeah, that's a great song.
He passed away too soon from New Hampshire.
Yeah, 2011. I think he might have been born in Connecticut. I know he has family in Pennsylvania. His mom and brother came to see Lucy Kaplansky and I played together down in Bryn Mawr in June, and they came to the show and said hello. So, but he spent a lot of time up in New Hampshire and wrote about that part of New England. He's a great writer and a very, very funny person.
and he wrote a book. He wrote a book about
A novel called Edson. Yeah.
Yeah. And do you think that book was accurate in terms of the music industry?
It's just one of the many stories, you know, one of the many possible stories.
Well, you mentioned earlier that you, your co-horses, Lucy Kaplansky and Eliza Gilkison, who you were with in the Red Horse Project.
Yeah.
And I saw you down there recently at the Sellersville Theater when you performed.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a nice show. Yeah, that was our last run, so that was very, very fun.
So you said last run, so what
do you mean? Well, I mean, those are the last shows that are booked at me, and there's no saying that we could get back together and do another run or more than one run of shows.
But then you mentioned that they're working with you on your new recording.
Yeah. Lucy just sang on a song, and I wasn't sure. I was hoping there would be parts for both of them on it, so I sent it to Lucy first, and she sang. She said, "There's definitely three parts," and so she sang her part, allowing for the third part. She said, "Normally, she would, if she was the only singer singing harmony on it, she would go into the different parts. But knowing Eliza would be in there, she left room for her."
Wow! And have you collaborated with them to songwrite also?
Very little bit. Not that much. Yeah, not that much. Eliza goes music first. I tend to go lyrics first, and I'm not sure. Lucy collaborates with often with her husband. She does the music, and her husband Rick does the lyrics. So, but we had not written anything other than we did a little recently. Our publicist from Red House Records left the label, and we composed a little poem for her. But so, that was it.
So, like having different writing processes would probably make that a little tricky.
It might be, yeah. It's just difficult since we live so far apart that I guess we tried to do a little bit of that, but did not lead anywhere, I guess.
Well, your music connects with people in a really personal way, and so I'm thinking of songs like "Love Is Our Cross to Bear,"
uh-huh,
and "Night Is a Woman," and "My New Neighborhood,"
uh-huh,
"Semper Fi," "Houses in the Field," all those kinds of songs. And maybe a folk musician isn't the right person to ask this, but do you think that folk music connects people personally better than any other form of music?
I think the intimacy of the one, like often if it's one person with one instrument in a fairly small room, I think it's living room size music for the most part, I think. So that intimacy is a powerful thing. You know, I can't speak for other forms of music. That's the way it works for me. You know, it's like one person's authenticity is another's pretense.
But which of your songs do you think impacts you the most personally?
Oh, it's just like asking which is my favorite child, you know. Okay. So they all are important to me, you know.
Okay.
Some of the ones make connections that I didn't anticipate, so I'm very grateful whenever that happens.
You know, I ran into a couple women from New Jersey last week.
Uh-huh.
And because of your song, "I'm from New Jersey," they wanted to know if you have something against Jersey girls, or have you come around since that song?
No. I didn't see that as a put down at all. You know, there's a reference to big hair in there, and that may be a thing of the past. You know, there may be pockets of that. But I have nothing against New Jersey at all. I was just trying to express an attitude there that, and I wasn't trying to put it down or lift it up. I was just trying to get it right.
Well, it's a great song, and you talk about it really captures New Jersey and characterizes it really.
Oh, thanks.
Interesting ways.
In some ways, you know, I think now that song is 20 years old now, so it's kind of funny. You know, certain aspects of it, you know, like the big hair, maybe are a little dated, but I, you know, and I think probably maybe people expect more than they used to. I don't know, but and that's maybe that has to do with Bruce Springsteen kind of lifting the New Jersey image up a lot. I don't know.
And I think it's more lyrical sounding New Jersey than Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota. I guess I think I had a song about Minnesota that I have to look it up. I have to see if it's actually a song. Sometimes, you know, I write a song and I come back to it later and think, oh, there's actually something there. And other times it's like, okay, it's good that I put it away.
Yeah, you've been up there for a number of years now.
Yeah, I've been there 17 years. I moved there in January 96.
So could you close? What would you like to close us out with?
Okay, I was thinking maybe I could do the song I'm going to do at the... opening ceremony instead.
And I want to remind our listeners, John Gorkin, our studios here at WDIY.
This is the Youngbloods Get Together, written by Dino Valenti, I believe, went under the name Chet Powers.
Love is but a song we sing, and fear is the way we die. You can make the mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, you may not know why. People now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Some will come and some will go, we shall surely pass. When the one that left us here returns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another. If you hear the song I sing, you will understand. You hold the key to love and fear, all in your trembling hand. Just one key unlocks them both, it's there at your command. Smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Right now.
Great song.
Try to love one another. It's not love one, let's just try.
Well, thanks for being my guest this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, sure. Hope I made some sense in the talking parts. And always glad to come to Bethlehem. I miss Pennsylvania. I miss this part of the world. So it's nice to be back.
Excellent. John Gorka, who is going to be performing tonight at opening ceremonies at America Plots at 6 o'clock, and then a feature performance from 9 to 11 at Leader Plots behind the Sun Inn.
Yeah, come on down.
Thanks for being my guest once
again.
All
right, yeah.